One of the key things that we've done and that works has worked on the West Coast is to look at the, I guess, the age makeup of the population of fish. So basically, we'd like to see a healthy spread of ages through the population. For example, you might want the juveniles or the babies, I guess, the teenagers, the adults, the mature adults, that sort of thing. That's one line of evidence. And that tells us whether the population is standing up or not.
The question I first thought of when I heard that this research was going to be undertaken, or it's hoped to be undertaken, is that sort of how much research do we need? Because hasn't there been quite a bit done already?
Yeah, over the years we've got we've already got some levels of understanding of the what's happening in the region. So we've been monitoring the fishery catches for basically for decades now. So we know that those catches of the species of concern have been stable over that longer period. Some of these species are also shared with the West Coast, but we don't know to what extent the connectivity is there. So so we've done a lot of research on the lower West Coast on snapper and jewfish, for example, and on the South Coast, and we've also done work on sharks. So there's been a series of, I guess, things that have gone on. But in this case, the concerns raised by the community and the Save Our Fish group has led us to, well, you know, if we're missing anything, we need to listen to the people who are out there and go have a closer look.
Yeah, because I remember when we spoke to representatives of the Save Our Fish Stocks group, and they were talking about the petition. It's good to see that this is in response, partly in response to this petition. We spoke to WAFIC as well, who quoted, in fact, research that had been done that says, no, 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 there's not a problem. We do have plenty of fish on the South Coast. So it can get a little confusing, depending on who you're talking to.
Yes, it can. So one of the aspects of the research program is, in fact, to, well, I guess, in putting the proposal forward is, We don't know exactly what the research would constitute at this point. So we always want to get the best bang for our buck in terms of research dollars. So we would, in fact, go back first and have a close look at the information we have got, the trends that we've seen, and that'll direct us towards where best to, what really we need to go in to look at to answer those questions that have come forward.
The primary concern, if I can read what the Save Our Fish Stocks group says, is the gill net fishing that they have. One of the representatives I spoke to mentioned that gill net fishing had been banned in other parts of Australia. A, do you see the gill net fishing being the major problem? And B, is that correct? Are gill nets banned in other parts of Australia?
I guess I'm coming from the research perspective, so I'm not up on what's happening in other parts of the country. I know that gill nets aren't fished everywhere, but the issue on the South Coast is that to me it's the we like to think of the whole the fish species down there as a whole resource, and so we want to have the whole holistic approach. So regardless of what type of fishing it is, the interest in the health of the stocks is what is the total amount of, I guess, fishing mortality being applied to those resources. And so it's not really about one fishery or one sector or the other. It's about combined, and again, so if we get, I guess, concerns coming through from either group, we'll need to go and have a look at those, and that is, in fact, also what happens around the world. Some people see things differently or have a different perspective on things, and so we got to go listen to those and, have a closer look.
In research such as this, how much weight do you put on anecdotal evidence? Because, again, if you speak to people who fish off the South Coast, they will tell you that the fish stocks are definitely down over the last several years.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. It's a good question. We always always take on board the anecdotal information and use that and different sources of it to, I guess, start building up some base-level hypotheses about what could be going on. And those will, so basically following scientific process. And from those, that's when we start looking at what are the overall picture of this bit information, that bit information, join them all together and see where they're pointing. And then that's where you start going out and developing a research program.
So you need a benchmark to start from, is that what you're saying?
These concerns that come up, they're the point to go and look, well, if someone thinks, excuse me, there's some depletion here or things aren't looking right. Mm. So we'll listen to that. And then if someone else says it, we'll listen to that. And some people may say, no, we've got a different point of view. But we take all those on board. And, yeah, I guess that's the starting point to decide, well, yeah, we need to go have a closer look or no, we think we're comfortable with how things are at the moment.
Is the research program confirmed as yet?
No, it's not.
When do we find out definitively?
That's out of my hands, unfortunately.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so my colleagues here in the stock assessment branch and the finfish branch, the research division, so I guess we're waiting like everyone else. But if that news comes through, then we'll get down to developing programs in more detail.
Okay. Better leave it there. Dan, thank you very much for talking to me.
Okay, no worries, Ron.
All the best.
Okay, cheers.
Bye. Dan Coggan, and he is from Fisheries, Department of Fisheries.